When Lord Nityanand Prabhu was a young boy, every day, all day, he would reenact the pastimes of Sri Krishna Balaram and other incarnations. Lord Nityananda Prabhu is Lord Balaram, who takes great pleasure in spiritual strength. In Balaram, Lord Balaramji's Leela, we find how in every way he was acting as the loving servitor of Sri Krishna. He took the role of the Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. Prabhupada explains that Balaram means one who takes great pleasure in feats of spiritual strength. How he killed the Dainukasura by whirling him around effortlessly with one hand. He spun him around so fast that Dainukasura died of the velocity, which caused him such dizziness, he gave up his life. And then he effortlessly threw him into the top of the tal tree. And there was Pralambasura, one of the mightiest, most powerful and dangerous of demons. And how Sri Balaramji, with one strike of his fist upon the head of Pralamba, he fell to the ground dead. Vivida was actually one of the associates of Ramchandra. Very, very powerful. Gorilla. Who with his mighty hands helped to conquer Ravana and his host of Rakshasas. Although he was a great devotee of Ram, he had a sense of enmity toward Lakshman. And this enmity toward the servant of the Lord destroyed his devotional sentiments, and he became a demon. In Dwarka, near the Raivataka mountain, he very much wanted to harass Balaram with his great powers. Such a powerful person doesn't exist. He would just put his hands in the ocean and move them around and create the ocean to overflow on all four sides. All four sides of the ocean. He could effortlessly pull out trees, pick up mountains. This was Vivida. So he was proud, and because of Guru Aparad, because Balaram Tattva is Guru Tattva, because of his Aparad to Lakshman, he became an envious person. He fell down to such a demoniac state that he would perform obscene and ghastly activities. He was terrorizing all directions. And ultimately he tried to terrorize Balaram's girlfriends. And that was the end. There was a big nice war with Balaramji. He picked up every tree in the mountain to smash with Balaram. But Sri Balaramji effortlessly with his club made all the trees into dust. Then he picked up every rock on the mountains and threw them, huge rocks. And Balaram made them all into dust. Then with his mighty fist, he pounded on Balaram. Balaram effortlessly hit him in his collarbone, and he vomited blood. It was actually a very beautiful sight. And he fell down dead. This is Sri Balaram. In Hastinapur, when Krishna's son tried to take away the daughter of Duryodhana for marriage, the Kurus captured him. Krishna was ready with Ugrasena and the mighty Yadus to conquer the Kuru dynasty. But Balaram said, "No, no, Duryodhana is my friend. I will mediate the situation and make it nice." But when he came to the outskirts of Hastinapur, they began to insult the Yadus and insult Krishna because of their false pride. So Balaramji became very angry, and with his plow he hit the ground and actually disconnected the whole kingdom of Hastinapur from the earth. Then with his plow he latched onto it and was about to cast it into the Ganga. At that point, all the leaders of the Kuru dynasty came with folded palms and prayed forgiveness. They said, "Actually, Balaram, we didn't really mean to offend you and Krishna. We just did that because we wanted to show the world your powers." So that is Balaram. Just a few of his heroic feats. And with Romaharshan Sutta, he was sitting on Vyasasan. He was a student of Vyasadeva. Very, very learned. So learned that all the sages of Naimasharanya, who were very learned scholars and great saints, they chose him to speak and gave him benediction that he would have a long life to go on speaking Harikatha. But Balaram wanted to show the world that the Lord does not tolerate false pride. Even if you're a disciple of Vyasadeva, even if you're worshipped by the great sages of Naimasharanya, even if you're sitting on a Vyasasan, false pride, he will not tolerate. He came to the assembly, everyone stood up except Romaharshan. So Balaram has his way of dealing with situations. Picked up one blade of grass. This is one blade. And like this. Just with one blade of grass, Romaharshan immediately fell to the ground dead. Now the sages, they were very much happy to see Balaram performing such a miracle of killing someone with a blade of kusha grass. But at the same time, they said, "Balaramji, we just gave him the benediction that he would live a long life. And this is not going to look good for the Brahmin class for our benedictions to be terminated so quickly." So Balaramji said, "All right." His son, Suta Goswami, the father lives through the son, so we will transfer the benediction to him. And he was the great speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam to the sages of Naimasharanya. So this is Balaramji. That same Balaram, with all of his spiritual potencies and powers, appeared as Lord Nityananda Prabhu here in Ekachakra Gram. Brajendranandana che shachi shuta hoilo se Balaram hoilo nitai. He appeared as the son of Hadai Oja and Padmapati. But Nityananda Prabhu, in the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came to show, to display to the world a power far greater than he exhibited in any other incarnation. We know how Lakshman killed the most powerful demon, Rakshasa, Indrajit, the son of Ravana, and how Balaram slayed so many demons. But he excelled himself as Lord Nityananda. He showed his supreme power through his forgiveness and his mercy to transform the hearts of the greatest demons. Taking the grass that killed Ramaharshan in his teeth in humility to beg the sinners of Kali Yuga to raise their arms, worship Krishna, speak about Krishna, always remember Krishna, and chant the holy names of Krishna. In this way, Sri Balaramji gave to the world prema bhakti. In the temple, that very sweet Vaishnava was singing a beautiful song by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Nithai padakamala koti chandra shushitala yechaya jagata judai. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur translates in a very, very beautiful way. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu are most refreshingly cool, like tens and millions of moons, to cool our hearts from the scorching heat of material existence. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu give one shade from the scorching heat and light of the sun of material miseries. And the only means of entering into the eternal pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan is through taking shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Because by his mercy, one can be free of all of the anarthas and unwanted things. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he engages us in the loving service of Lord Gauranga and removes all impediments from our spiritual life. Lord Ganesh, who many of you Maharashtrians worship traditionally, is approached in the Puranas to remove obstacles. And even in Vrindavan we see some of the Goswami temples, there's a little deity of Ganesh on the top. Before we go in, we pray to him to remove obstacles. Brahma Samhita declares that Ganapati receives that power from Lord Narasimhadev, who he worships with his heart and soul. And the Lord Narasimhadev is a amsa, a plenary portion of Lord Balaram. So yes, Sri Balaramji can remove all obstacles from our heart and bring us into the transcendental pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. And one of the greatest evidences of this is in the story of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is the Prayojana Acharya of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained of the vast literatures called Vedas. Essentially, there is three subjects. Sambandha, establishing one's relationship with the Lord. The Sambandha Murti is Sri Radha Madan Mohan, who attracts our heart from the captivity of Cupid's charms and engages us in relationship with the Lord. Param Drishtvani Vartate. Rupa Goswami explains, if you are attached to your family, friendship, love, and wealth of this world, and all the prestige that comes with it, I warn you, do not go to the bank of Jamuna, because you will see Govinda, who is standing in his threefold bending form in the moonlight at the Keshi Ghat, playing upon his flute. So yes, Sri Madan Mohan attracts our consciousness away from the materialistic ways of this world. And Sanatan Goswami is Sambandha Guru. Then there is Abhideya. Developing spontaneous attachment to the Supreme Lord through following the principles of devotional service in such attachment. Govinda is one who conquers, attracts the mind, the senses. By engaging our senses in the loving service of Lord Govinda, they become completely purified and spontaneous attraction develops. Param Drishtvani Vartate. Then there's no more concern for materialistic enjoyment. It is all irrelevant to our lives. And the Abhideya Guru, the worshipper of Govinda Dev, is Rupa Goswami. And through this process, Adosha Tatata Sadhu Sango Tabajana Kriyatatana Tato Narata Nivritisha Tato Nishtaruchis Tata, through this gradual progression of faith, meeting Vaishnavas, getting initiated by Guru, in that association, to follow regulative principles of chanting, strict moral principles, worshipping the deity, performing the various limbs of bhakti. Gradually we develop anartha nivritti. All unwanted things of the heart are removed, and then there's firm faith, nishta, strong, unshakable faith. When we continue on, that develops into ruchi, where we're spontaneously attracted to the deity, to the holy name, to the Vaishnavas, and to our service. Spontaneously attracted to hear the glories of the Lord and always remember Him and never forget Him. And then comes deep attachment. And then love, bhava. Love of God awakens in the heart by the mercy of the Lord. And by continuing on in the process of bhakti, ultimately we attain prema. Unmotivated, unconditional love in which our eternal nature in the spiritual world is revealed to us. In reciprocation to our surrender and humility. That is called the state of prayojana. To actually enter into the spirit of the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. It's the highest level of spiritual perfection. The prayojana murti is Gopinath, and the prayojana guru is Raghunath Das Goswami, who by his writings and by his life exhibited the most intense, highest realm of pure love as an intimate maidservant of Srimati Radharani, assisting her eternally in her loving pastimes with Lord Shamsundar Gopinath. So yes, on the banks of Radha Kund, Raghunath Das Goswami revealed the highest essence of the treasures of spiritual love to the world. Now, how did Raghunath Das Goswami attain that position? Perhaps we will visit Panihati during this yatra. If so, we will describe the story in some details. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu was sitting under a banyan tree with his friends, Gauri Das Pandit, Udarandat Thakur, Abhiram Gopal Thakur, Dhananjay Pandit, so many great personalities. These were all cowherd boys of Krishna Leela that came to assist him. And Raghunath Das Goswami did obeisance from a distance because he felt he was so fallen. He was so involved in materialistic life. He had no right to approach Nityananda Prabhu. It wasn't that he just ran up to him and touched his feet and said, "Give me your blessings, Maharaj." What is the qualification to really receive blessings? Humility. He felt he was not entitled to even approach Nityananda Prabhu. So from a distant place he was offering his prayers and his obeisances. But Nityananda Prabhu knew his heart and he called Raghunath. But Raghunath still would not come. So Nityananda Prabhu captured him and said, "Raghunath, you are like a thief. You are keeping a distant place. Now I will punish you." What is the punishment? "I want you to arrange a feast of chitta dahi, chipped rice and yogurt for all my friends." So Raghunath Das Goswami was very happy. He just made so many nice arrangements, big clay pots to soak the rice in milk, and then the rice was divided in two parts. Half was soaked in yogurt and bananas and sugar, and the other was soaked in condensed milk and ghee and camphor and special bananas and sugar. And then he served everybody two clay pots. And when the news spread, thousands of people were coming. The whole bank of the Ganges was filled. People were in the Ganges. They were each soaking their rice. Lord Nityananda was so happy, he actually called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, come, you should enjoy this festival. In his meditation, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. But only Nityananda Prabhu and a few very fortunate souls could see him. And they were going along the line of chipped rice eaters, Prabhupada said. And they were taking morsels, and Nityananda Prabhu was putting morsel in Lord Chaitanya's mouth and Lord Chaitanya in Nityananda Prabhu's mouth. They were sitting on a raised platform under a banyan tree. At that time, Raghava Pandit came. He said, "My Lord, I invited you to my house for prasad today. The deity's offering is complete. The feast is waiting for you. But now I see you're here." And Nityananda Prabhu revealed to Raghava Pandit, he said, "I am a cowherd boy. And I always prefer to take prasad with my cowherd boyfriends on the banks of the Jamuna. So it was a wonderful feast. And ultimately, Raghunath Das Goswami was given the remnants by Nityananda Prabhu. That night, there was wonderful Sankirtan, where Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda were dancing together. The next day, Raghunath Das Goswami, on the banks of the river Ganga, fell at Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet and begged him. He expressed how he has been trying for years to escape from home, to go to take complete shelter of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. We know the story. Every day he would escape. And every day his incredibly wealthy parents, who were multi-millionaires, they were zamindars of huge fields of property, they would apprehend him and drag him back. Ultimately, they had about 12 people guarding him 24 hours a day. So Nityananda Prabhu was approached by Raghunath Das Goswami, who expressed that it's impossible by my own efforts to be free from material bondage and attachments. I'm just cast deeply into this dark well of material attachment. But it is well known that only if one receives the mercy of Lord Nityananda, only with your blessings can one possibly be free of material entanglement and achieve the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's no other way. So Raghunath Das Goswami, with tears of desperation and sincerity, humility, prayed at the feet of Nityananda Prabhu, please give me shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Please. I have no other desire. I am yours. He surrendered to Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. Lord Nityananda Prabhu then turned to all the devotees and said, "See Raghunath Das. He has wealth like Indra, the king of heaven. Beautiful wife. Young. Such a promising life of material prosperity. But he doesn't care anything for it. Everyone, please bless him." Then Raghunath went and touched the feet of every devotee and received their blessings. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu placed his lotus feet on top of Raghunath Das Goswami's head and gave him the blessing. "Very soon, all impediments will be removed and you will achieve the eternal shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You will become one of his intimate associates. You will be put under the care of his own secretary, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, and thus you will achieve the highest perfection of pure love." Yes, it was the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu that removed all impediments from Raghunath Das Goswami's life. It was the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu that blessed Raghunath Das Goswami to be for about 18 years. He was the assistant of the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya, personally witnessing the Lord's most intimate leelas. It was the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu that gave him the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya loved Raghunath so much, he gave him two gifts, a Govardhan Shila that the Lord for several years wore over his heart. That Giriraj Shila was always wet with the tears of the love of the Lord, because the Lord, in the mood of Sri Radhika, saw that Shila as the body of Krishna. And when he would be in ecstasy, he would hold that Shila to his eyes, to his heart. And he gave Raghunath Das Goswami a Gunjamala from Vrindavan. And Raghunath Das Goswami understood that by giving me this Govardhan Shila, Lord Chaitanya has given me a home at the foot of Sri Govardhan Hill. And by giving me this Gunjamala, Lord Gauranga has given me shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and her eternal service. So Narottam Das Thakur's prayer is very deep and very important to understand. In order to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we must have the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we cannot really approach Radha and Krishna. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu's power is that he is going from house to house, from place to place, with this straw in his teeth, falling on his knees, begging people, chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna, speak about Krishna. Krishna's your mother, Krishna's your father, Krishna's your life, your soul, he's your real treasure. This is the message of Lord Gauranga. Anyone who takes the mercy of Lord Gauranga, that person is my life and soul. Lord Nityananda Prabhu's power excelled himself in his lila as Balaram and Lakshman. The power of forgiveness, the power of mercy, the power of the giver of prem. The power of giving Vrindavan. That is Nityananda. In Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one time in a secluded place under a tree told Nityananda Prabhu, "You are sitting here with me enjoying Jagannath Puri, but all the people of Bengal, they are in the darkness of ignorance. Go back and, like a madman, with great enthusiasm, give Krishna prema through Krishna Nam to everyone without discrimination. Even the lowest untouchable classes, the Brahmins, anyone with no discrimination, just everyone is the eternal servant of Krishna. Give them bhakti, give them Nam." So Lord Nityananda Prabhu returned with some of the best preachers in the history of creation. And he made his base in Karadaha, which we may visit during our yatra. But he came back here to Ekachakra during his preaching mission of spreading Harinam throughout Bengal. And when he returned, he sat right where we are sitting. This is the river Jamuna. To assist Lord Nityananda Balaram in his wonderful pastimes, Jamuna flows through Ekachakra. And it is Jamuna, non-different than Vrindavan. When Lord Nityananda was a small child, and he would enact his dramas with his devotees, they would be performing so many leelas on bank of this Jamuna. Sometimes he would have picnic prasad with his friends and them dressed up as cowherd boys, sitting right where you're sitting on bank of Jamuna. It was here that one day he was sitting and he saw beautiful deity floating in Jamuna. And Nityananda Prabhu personally took that deity. And it was later worshipped by his own son, Virachandra, in the temple. And that is Bankim Rai. One of the very, very important sacred deities of our Gaudiya Sampradaya. The worshipable deity of Nityananda Prabhu in Eka Chakra. And Prabhupada explains that it is said that at the end of his Leela, Nityananda Prabhu, just as Lord Chaitanya entered into Lord Jagannath, just as Gadadhar Pandit entered into Tota Gopinath, Nityananda Prabhu disappeared from our earthly vision by entering into the beautiful transcendental form of Sri Bankim Rai. So this is the appearance place of Sri Bankim Rai. So we should all take our bath in Jamuna with 3 drops. Since there is a lot of people, perhaps someone can collect water and give everyone nice abhishekam by sprinkling maybe about 10 people can fill up and sprinkle. You cannot imagine what a beautiful scene I am seeing with all of you lined on the banks of the Jamuna in Eka Chakra. It's one of the most beautiful sights I've ever seen in my life. Radha Gopinath ji, I have microphone, no one can hear what you're saying. Shri Eka Chakra Gram Ki, Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki, Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaur Premanandi. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Deita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Deita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jayo Sri Chaitanya, Jayo Nityananda.
To your right, sitting to your right is a large, magnificent banyan tree just behind these cows and this straw hut, and that is Vishwamantal. To your right is a large, magnificent banyan tree just behind these cows and this straw hut, and that is Vishwamantal, the place where Lord Nityananda Prabhu would rest. He would rest there with his friends, And also when the sannyasi was taking him from Ekachakra, they stopped there to rest for some time before they departed. Let us offer our prayers and our obeisances to this holy place, which is so very dear to Lord Nityananda Prabhu.
During summertime, Mother Padmavati bring Lord Nityananda Prabhu to bathe here, evening time. She puts all over the body of Lord Nityananda sandalwood pulp to cool Lord Nityananda's transcendental body. In the evening time, Mother Padmavati brings Lord Nityananda here to bathe. That's why this place is known as Chandan Sarovar. You can see the clay also, it looks like a sandalwood pulp. Jai Chandan Sarovar ki.
Jai!